RTO Season 2 Loop Dog. I can't believe it. RTO made its way through a whole season. The voyage been bizarre while we riding this behemoth. Now we smoking blunts on the back of a Phoenix. Boulder dashing past podcasts while we leaning. Twisting up the timbers on the mystic, I don't know, bruh. Splitting up the switches while I'm dissing up a coma. Catch me while I'm killing King's Dominion. While I'm smoking mad spliffs, stacking credits to the ceiling. Restraints clack down, credits in my stack now. Restraints clack down, credits in my stack. Restraints clack down, credits in my stack now. Restraints clack down, credits in my stack. In the loop, try to own it, but they don't. Ghost to radio, need to leave, but they won't. Theme park families who claim to stay afloat. Who the fuck even listen to that theme park duo?
They call me Sir Clicks a lot. These boys try to send me dick pics a lot. I tell them no homo, not with this body. You'll never launch your Woody on my lightning rod. I get pussy and all them credits. Live me, coaster freak, hit me up. I'm the bestest, cause I'm a raging bull trying to keep it real. Come on, take a ride on my electric eel. Restraints clack down, credits in my stack now. Restraints clack down, credits in my stack. Restraints clack down, credits in my stack now. Restraints clack down, credits in my stack. In the loop, we don't listen to your show. Coaster radio, they too old, they too slow. Theme park family, those kids are slinging dope. Who the fuck even listens to them grim grinning hosts?
Restraints clack down, credits in my stack now. Restraints clack down, credits in my stack. Restraints clack down, credits in my stack now. Restraints clack down, credits in my stack.
I'm a queen now. All you bitches better bow down. Your little Clincy better spin that beanie round now. I got you in the loop, it's down on your knees. And you'll be sucky, sucky on me while I'm falling asleep.
Oh, Poppy.
I only did the show to fucky be. Oh, but it seems that Prince not calling getting all the dick he needs. I'm notorious. I'm the F-A-G. And my dick get far more airtime than Rob L.B.
Restraints cut down, credits in my stack now. Restraints cut down, credits in my stack. Restraints cut down, credits in my stack now. Restraints cut down, credits in my stack.
In the loop, they just make me wince. Coaster radio wants to act like a prince. Theme park families throwing tantrums, having fits. Who the fuck even listens to those theme park prints?
Restraints clack down, credits in my stack now.
Restraints clack down, credits in my stack.
Restraints clack down, credits in my stack now.
Restraints clack down, credits in my stack.
Restraint cut.
The curtain knows the trick down. Restraint cut. The restraint cut. The curtain knows the trick down. We know the trick down.
Yes, queen. Season 2, bitches.
Ride this one. Season 2. Stay tuned, motherfuckers.
If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Hey guys, welcome to season 2 of Ride This One. It's me, Sean, your favorite host on Ride This One. I'm sure you all remember me. I've been in literally every single episode.
Yo, Slater, what the fuck? What the fuck, Slater? What the fuck? Did you bring another fucking person into your dungeon?
Well, I mean, I didn't have to force this one in, if that's what you're asking. He came willingly. Oh,
well, that's good.
He asked, actually. He asked? He requested to be placed in the dungeon.
Yes,
well,
yes, he
okay.
Did.
I guess there's new weirdos, new freaks born every day. Welcome, Sean.
Oh, wait, what do you mean? I've been here the whole time.
Oh.
I never left.
He's been mute for a year?
Now I think our listeners are probably legitimately confused. Like... Have they actually added another person to ride this one?
No.
No.
No,
what
we
the
haven't.
Fuck is this season two intro about?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Well, welcome back, bitches.
Yes, welcome back.
You thought
welcome.
We would get better? Fuck no.
So, guys, has season two been as good for you as it's been for me?
No.
All 3 minutes of it have been excellent.
Oh, my God.
This is the best. This is our best episode of the year. I'm calling
yes,
it right
it
now.
Is.
This is the best episode of the year so far.
It is. Absolutely.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to light a spliff to that.
Oh, very nice. You know what? I'm going to take a hit to that and drink some of this whiskey.
Ooh, I forgot my tequila.
Oh, can't forget that.
Sean, you were supposed to bring that shit.
Sorry, forgot.
All right, Goliath, what are you sipping on today?
Dihydrogen monoxide.
He's getting all sciencey with his getting fucked up.
That's exactly
fancy,
it. Well, okay,
water.
It's muscle relaxers. Okay. Okay. Something about
mixed
like,
into the water.
Something that's, about, you know, back surgery and blah, sucks.
That's the breakfast of champions.
That's right.
Yeah, but, you know, muscle relaxers are great for when you're going to have anal sex. Just saying.
Yep.
So I've been preparing.
I never even thought about that.
I prepared. Excellent.
Yeah, that and poppers, but, you know.
Poppers are a lot cheaper.
They are a lot cheaper. Oh, I'm sorry. What is it? What do they call it? The tape head cleaning liquid?
What is it? Head cleaning solvent.
Head cleaning solvent. Because
it does clean your head. That's for fucking sure.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Because poppers are illegal, apparently. But
well,
anyone
yeah.
have some VCRs they need to clean?
I do. I've got a fuckload. Why do you think I have such a large stash of poppers?
I got so many VCRs up my nose and in my ass.
Okay, well then.
Yeah.
Goliath, did you forget what show you're a part of?
I did. Yeah. I completely forgot. It's been a long time since we re-recorded, and I thought we were about theme parks, but my bad, my bad. It's about all of your illicit drug use. It's okay.
Well,
welcome.
It is.
We're going to drown you in that gay shit.
I know.
Speaking of that, Sean, what are you getting fucked up on today?
I have Girl Scout cookie and I have gin and tonic.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Are those real Girl Scout cookies?
No.
No.
Oh, well, I was almost more excited a long time.
I have some of that too.
I'm ready for Girl Scout season, let me just say.
Yeah, it starts, I think, yesterday.
I want some cookies.
See, that makes you sound like a creepy fucking straight dude. Goliath, does that not make him sound like super hetero but skeevy as fuck? Oh, I can't
Absolutely.
Wait for Girl Scout season.
I know, it makes him
Someone's
sound
Someone's gonna
like
fucking that. Snip that shit out.
I am definitely not gonna snip that out,
Girl
bitch.
Scout cookie season, I should have said.
Should have, but didn't.
Girl Scout yep. season. When they go out looking for... It's the time when you can go hunt for Girl Scout cookies.
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 I said cookies. It's on the record.
Literally cookies. Not anything else.
I'm sorry. Those Girl Scouts are looking for it. Going door-to-door dressed what? In those outfits. I mean, come on. Fucking little roving sluts.
Like, if I wore that outfit in Long Beach, I'd be ravished in 5 seconds.
Well, you would.
Yeah.
If any man was walking down the street wearing a Girl Scout outfit, I'd be thinking some...
You would think you're in West Hollywood. That's what you would think. Now...
Exactly.
All right. But we really are about roller coasters. It's very, very nice to be back. We had a nice break. And you know what? I don't know about y'all, but I didn't just... stay, you know, sitting on the couch crying and smoking weed the whole time. So I'm assuming you all also went out and did things during our break.
Yeah, I kind of did.
Kind of did?
Kind
do,
of
do
did.
Elaborate.
What'd you end up doing over your break?
Just before Christmas, I had back surgery. That was extremely fun.
That sounds fun.
You know, I've been looking loved. Forward to that for a while. Like, I think maybe next time I take a vacation, I'll do that just for fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. You totally should. The medicine they give you for it, oh my goodness. Right after surgery, it's awesome. And then they wean you off of it, and you're like this angry, rah. Yeah.
It's great.
See, you got to get out here to Six Flags before they shut down Viper, because I've heard the rumors.
No.
And it's a shame that you just got your back fixed, because now we're going to break it again.
It's true. Yeah.
Custom Aero loopers.
And that's just after the sex. Just wait till you ride the coaster. It's going to be a mess.
They better not take down my Viper. They better not take down my Viper.
Well, you know, Goliath, I have actually ridden your Viper now.
And what do you think?
Well, you know, it's not as bad as Vortex. That's for fucking sure.
Well, duh, it doesn't have that fucking seatbelt.
Oh, yeah, the seatbelt.
The seatbelt has nothing to do with it.
No, the seatbelt has...
a lot smoother. No, this was a lot smoother. Just overall, it was better taken care of.
It is.
I'm kind of surprised you say that, because I've heard of people ending up in the hospital because they thought they got a concussion from that fucking ride.
Well, you know, everyone's looking for a payday. I mean,
True. Right. And they were GP hoes, so they didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
All right, Gare Bear, so what have you been up to? You know, since Goliath's been lazy and just getting fucking hungry.
Yeah, lazy. That's it. This was my goal, was to be lazy, and yeah.
Yeah.
Well, over Christmas, I went and did ecstasy at a cabin out in the middle of the woods.
As one does.
That was basically the highlight of my entire holiday season. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it was just like pounding my head against the wall at family reunions.
That's when you needed the ecstasy.
That's exactly why I needed the ecstasy.
Your aunt would have been like, you know, I used to hate that son of a bitch, but he's not so bad now. Although he keeps trying to grab my tits. I'm not really sure why.
Shouldn't have worn that soft coat.
Oh, Grandma, so, that blouse. Is that wrinkly old cleavage I see there? I want
to
lick it.
What happens to you on ecstasy, Slater? Like, all of a sudden you're like scrolling through family photos, like getting turned on.
Incestual fantasies.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, not with my brother. Oh, God, no. He's fat. That's gross.
Well, besides trying to block out sexual imagery of my grandma over this break, I also had a guest. Some motherfucker from Missouri decided that he wanted to bother me for 5 days out here in California.
David Way?
Oh, yeah, that guy. That was him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. It was you, Slater.
Me?
You came and visited me.
Little old me. I did, but not before I had a very, very exciting evening in Phoenix.
Ooh, what happened in the airport bathroom?
What happened? Did you ride that fucking ride again?
I did not. I did not.
The world's first stand-up wooden coaster, the Phoenix. Row 3.
No. Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, my bad. I thought for some reason your terrible GPS skills sent you up to Knoebels. My bad. Sorry.
No one gets to Knoebels by accident. Okay, you got to know where you're going.
That's true.
It's in the bones.
Yeah. But, no, so obviously flights got delayed. I'm not going to get into boring parts of it. But I ended up having to spend the night in Phoenix because I missed a connection. And it's fucking awful. Okay, first of all, you know, what are you gonna do? You're in Phoenix. You're in the airport. You're not leaving till 6 a.m. I literally have like almost 12 hours to kill.
I love how you started this story about Phoenix Airport off with, I'm not gonna go into detail about what happened at Phoenix, but I had 12 hours to kill. So
no, I'm not gonna go into detail on what caused delays. I'm not gonna go into that boring shit because no one really cares.
So who did you hook up with and in what bathroom stall?
Well, first of all, I, of course, get on Grindr, Growler, anything, any of that stuff. Because let's not kid ourselves, even if we're not looking for any, if we're in a new city, we're going to turn it on to see how hot they think we are in that region. I am very popular in Phoenix.
You say we.
Yes, I said we, bitch, because I know that's exactly what you'd do. But anyways, first thing is some like 20-year-old kid basically starts stalking me around the fucking airport. I shit you not. He's like, I'm gonna come try to find you. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. I don't need you to. That's fine. Please don't. And I just like seeing like how close he is, like roving. it was weird.
Hotter, but colder, then, hotter, hotter. No, way colder.
Or it's time for me to get up and move type of situation.
Oh my God.
I did that for a couple of hours. But then I was just like, oh, gosh, I can't be in this airport anymore. So being the slut that I am, I found this dude, Glenn, who lived in town. And we went to dinner. And, you know, at dinner, I found out he was a big old pothead. So I went back to his house and we smoked a bunch of fucking pot. I passed out. Other stuff may have happened. And then I got back to the airport on time for my connection. I don't even think I told you about that, Gerber.
I was going to say, I thought you were in the airport all night.
This is news.
Yeah, I fucking lied. No, I hooked up in Phoenix because what the fuck else was I going to do?
Well, you got to find a bed. Jesus.
Exactly. I felt like at least it wasn't one of those situations where it's like, I really need a comfortable place for like 6 hours. Oh, fuck him for it. But it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. He was legitimately, like, hot. So I wanted to.
You're just saying that in case Glenn's listening.
And yeah, maybe. Hey, Glenn. I don't think so. Glenn was a Mormon. Glenn is one of 10 children.
That's too many.
Sounds like a proper Mormon.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially the gay shit. That's especially Mormon.
Yeah, no, it was very entertaining. He's the first Mormon I've ever fucked, so.
Is he still, like, a current Mormon?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't quite get a clear answer out of him on that one. I kind of asked.
When you guys met, did he have, like, a white shirt on and he was riding his bike around?
Well, he did, but then that got taken off.
Well of course. A name
tag.
But, you know.
A name tag. I had him keep the name tag on.
So after 8 hours of fucking Glenn and staying in an airport, and you finally made it to California.
I do. I make it to California. At this point, I'm exhausted. I haven't really slept, to be honest. I'm going on like 20 plus hours, no sleep.
Which is perfect because he shows up at my house at 7 a.m. and I got work that day.
Yeah, so he
so
has
he passes
work.
Out all day. And then we finally,
oh, no,
people
no, no,
are
no,
texting
no, no.
him.
No, no, no. I knew this was going to be a good trip as soon as I got to your house. Now, you were already gone. So his boyfriend, Bashoy, first thing he does, he literally grabs my bag, puts a joint in my hand. I mean, I knew right there. I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. So, so yeah, nope. Smoked, slept until the evening. And
sounds about right.
You know, after that, it was just kind of a blur because I do not think I was sober again. Like,
nope. We didn't, it was, we didn't let him.
Welcome to Long Beach.
We didn't let him stop. See,
it was great.
We picked up like a fresh couple ounces like right before you showed up, so we were prepared.
Yeah, they first thing they showed me is like they have these two fucking huge jars of weed, so I was pretty happy.
We knew that there would be a lot of pot smoking going on. I mean,
yeah, it's just a guarantee.
It's pretty much a normal weekend for us, but
there were theme parks and roller coasters too. Yes.
Were they really?
So
yes. What parks did you hit?
Well, I went to...
Goliath's like, get to it already.
I know. Well, I went to Magic Mountain, of course.
Of course.
So let's go into Magic Mountain and why people need to stop talking shit about Magic Mountain.
Thank you.
That is a fucking great park.
It's a great park.
And
but...
I'm sorry, I went to Six Flags Great Adventure. That looks like a shithole, whereas Magic Mountain, it's like nice. It looks well taken care of. There's fucking trees.
It's okay. If you're a 7 in Missouri or wherever or any other Six Flags park, then you're, you know, the top of the fucking food chain out there. But yeah. If you're a 7 out here in California next to Disneyland and Knott's and SeaWorld and shit that's like millions and millions and millions of dollars more money put into the shit, they you look like an ass. The ugly stepsister. Yeah. It's the plague of Six Flags out here. Even though it's a great park, it's looked down on.
You guys are just spoiled. That's the issue.
You're just spoiled.
Well,
I have like a couple of main highlights. First of all, met Sean, who's on our show.
That's right.
And he went to Magic Mountain with us. So my first time we went with Sean, so that was cool.
Now, how were the lines? Did you guys fast pass anything? What
nope.
was the
well? No. Kind of, not. Technically yes, but technically no.
Right.
Oh, okay. We'll get into why on that.
Well, so it was a perfect rainy day. It was like
it was
almost no rain though.
There was no rain. It was great. It was just the threat of rain, which is just enough to keep Californians away.
But absolutely. Nothing was closed because of it. So
basically, everything was open.
Nice.
It was great because it did rain a little bit, and you could tell Six Flags was like really wanting to keep things open. They still ran some shit, and that caused them some trouble.
The only thing that was closed, well, two things. Unfortunately, Apocalypse was closed for off-season maintenance. And then Goliath was closed because it blew lift motor, which, by the way, Gerber, it opened the next day.
Literally the next day.
Of course yes, it did.
It did. It literally opened the next day. That's fine. I'm going back. But, okay, highlights as far as my opinions on the rides. I'm not going to go over all of them. But mainly, Tatsuo is exactly what people say and more. Holy shit, you're really flying. That thing, hands down, best flying coaster anywhere. Fucking love
it. In the country at least. We haven't ridden Dinosaur out in Japan, right?
X, best first drop on any ride anywhere. Anywhere.
It's amazing.
That ride is ridiculous. I don't know why that is. That is now, I'm not sure where, but it's somewhere in my top 10 when I'm combining wood and steel together. Ooh. That's how good that is. So it's in my top 10. I haven't quite figured out where yet. Oh, also that old Intamin Superman thing is the most claustrophobic thing when you're on the end, the blocking of the arm. Oh my God. I was not really telling you all that, but I was like borderline freaking the fuck out because of that, because I am very claustrophobic. I kept looking at Sean next to me, like at his seat where his arms were free, and I was feeling really jealous.
Like if I would have like realized that like ahead of time, I would have switched seats with you, but I didn't.
Oh, so. I didn't. I know.
Sorry.
It adds to.
I think the edge seat is better anyways. You get a better view.
Exactly.
You get the better view, but like you get the claustrophobia with it.
True. Deal with it. You deal with a lot of uncomfortable shit for coasters. Okay.
This is true.
Most important thing, though, on this trip, okay, and Goliath, this is going to blow your mind. For once in my life, I am extremely happy that I had to do the Walk of Shame.
Okay, what, I know, you had to Walk of Shame.
I know what this is.
I Walk of Shamed Riddler's Revenge. Now, I was hella close, but stand-up coasters have always kind of been a thing. But I'm not that bitch who's going to look at my friends and be like, don't ride. I'm like, no, go ahead and ride. I'm just going to wait here for you.
That was actually the ride that the one time I've gotten injured on a coaster, it was on that ride.
Really?
I messed up my ankle because they strapped me in and the seat wasn't, I wasn't standing right.
Oh,
and,
no. Were you too far down?
Yeah, I was too far down. Okay. It wasn't a good experience. So I had I messed up my ankle on that trip.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a real touchy ride. People keep jumping up and down because they're like, "That's so fun,
so fun."
No, that wasn't it. They had to squish me in, and then, so that was that's the reason I. Now, did you ride the?
No. That though, Goliath, is not why I'm glad I Walk Ashamed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. Yeah. That is not why. The reason is had I rode that thing, I would have only got a half a credit.
That's right.
Because those bitches got stuck up on the block break for over an hour.
Wow.
It
was that long.
Oh, my God.
It was that long.
So
you were actually there for an hour and 15 minutes, and they were evac'd. They had to actually walk down and out.
So right when we got to Riddler's, it started raining outside.
Yep.
And it was the train before us. They sent off and it was fine. Our train was the first on a wet track. So when we hit the block break at the mid-course break run, it was already too wet. And we sailed right through it like you normally would. But it tripped the sensor because it tried to break and it didn't work. So it grabbed it right at the end, and we ended up cascading off the fucking end of the block break.
Yep.
The first four cars were off of the mid-course break run.
Yeah.
And then Slater, what happened what happened in the station at that moment?
So all of a sudden, I see this dude, from maintenance or something. He runs up to the ride-up on the side, because I'm still in the station. I can see the block break from the station, so I see that they're stuck. Anyways, he runs in and does the super dramatic hands in the air movement, and he's asks the rider, "Is the train fully on the block break or is it partially off?" And the kid's just "Looks like it's halfway off." And the guy's "Fuck!"
Wow! Wow!
And it was wonderful. And he's "Well, it's going to be a while." So I looked at him. I said, "So, when you say while, long enough for me to go get a beer while?" He's like, "Oh, yeah." So there is a beer garden right next, again, overlooking
Riddler's. It's the perfect spot to watch this chaos unfold.
Absolutely.
Grab a beer.
Awesome.
So, just stare at this break run.
I went down a couple of beers while they were stuck up there. I waved at them. I took pictures. We'll put some pictures up. Y'all be able to see it.
Oh, and it was great that we were on the only stand-up coaster in the park for over an hour, so we weren't even fucking sitting.
Oh, yeah.
And then on top of that, it was still raining, the only time it rained during the day. Luckily, it stopped about halfway through.
So so basically what you're saying is you had a Six Flags day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So then everybody needs to know, did you get on Green Lantern?
No.
It was closed.
You didn't force him on Green Lantern.
It was closed. That is the only reason. They were ecstatic it was closed because they escaped that. But, bitch, I'm going back in October.
No, and if you I'm not riding with you.
You are all riding it, bitch.
You can take it's Sean happening. With you. I'll force Sean on in my place.
No, Garrett, no.
No, I'm not doing it. Why do I have
to? No, nobody.
You're the one that's into the kinky shit. Come on.
Okay, fine.
But even so, Magic Mountain was, it was great. I loved it. But then we did Knott's. I'll be honest, we went to Knott's late. We got real busy. And so I actually only rode Ghost Rider, which I loved it.
Yeah.
You didn't even get on Montezuma's Revenge?
No, and that's the big reason I'm going back, because I didn't get to do Knott's the justice I wanted to, but half of Knott's was closed anyways.
It was not a good time to go. It really wasn't. Plus, it was a busy day.
Yeah. Was there poop on the seats?
There was again. Poop on the seats again, just like every Knott's day. But
That's true. That's true.
But Knott's is really good about cleaning it off. It's not their fault. It's their clientele, you know.
Right, of course.
But then, like, the day after Knott's, like, we actually met up with Beardman. We were at Knott's. And he came back and he hung with us afterwards. But then the next day, he was going to go to SeaWorld, San Diego. They were both, Bashoy and them were going to be working. So I was like, why the fuck not? So
this motherfucker goes and buys the Platinum SeaWorld pass.
Well, because it gets me Busch Gardens and everything, too. So to me, it was worth it.
It's worth it with the Busch Parks.
Where's the closest Busch Park to you?
It's going to be Williamsburg, but I always go out there once or twice every year, so I don't feel so bad about it.
Okay.
So, you know.
And you're going down to Florida next month, so, you know, you'll be able to use it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I literally was thinking that I might try to swing into SeaWorld for that, since I have it. And, hey, Busch Gardens Tampa's over there, too.
Yeah, there you go. You can go hook up in a certain place that we won't talk about on the show.
Oh, you mean underneath Cheetah Hunt?
Yeah, exactly.
Because no one figured that out.
Just make sure you don't bring sauce.
Just don't bring sauce. Sauce is not an appropriate substitute for lube.
I don't know. Depends on the sauce.
So, but no, SeaWorld San Diego was cool. Everything was closed but Monza. But let's be real. The Mac, like, multi-launch is the main attraction. I mean, that's really why you're going there. And it was really good. It was, like, it's very cute. Beardman liked to say that it was kind of like Maverick Light.
Okay.
Way of putting it.
Yeah. He said, so not near as intense or anything. He said, but it does a lot of the same things, especially in the second half. But that was a cool little ride, and it was not one I was expecting to. We went to try to get go to Belmont Park. The roller coaster there was closed for repainting. Have I mentioned I am bad luck when I go
you
to
are.
Theme parks?
Yeah,
I really am.
You have a bad rap when it comes to, like, visiting parks. I mean, Boardwalk Bullet,
no, things
Cedar
are closed.
Point.
It happens to me more than not. So that's
Disney World. Epcot.
Whoa. Careful saying anything Disney, because I'm going to be at Disney in a few weeks. And
He's going to go get his couple of Disney credits.
I better.
Yeah.
If you break down the spinning coaster at Animal Kingdom, I'm going to kill you. That's the only credit I have at Disney World yet.
What?
And I should be cleared to ride coasters by the time I'm done, by the time I go out in a month.
See, I'm still way behind, too. I haven't been in so long that I haven't even ridden Everest. I haven't ridden half the new shit.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing.
Wow.
Last time I went, I was amazed that that Space Mountain was so different. I think I was 7 years old.
Wow. Fuck you, bitches. Fuck you, bitches, because, you know, this is my first time for everything out there, so.
Well, you're going to enjoy the shit out of that.
So when you were at SeaWorld San Diego, Did you look at the electric eel?
We did.
Construction?
Yeah, it's already done. Like it was all up. It looks huge out there. It really does, because it's like the way they've situated it, it's kind of up on a little bump, so to speak. So it looks really big. I would love for that to have been open.
They don't have much that high in that park. It's got a height restriction there, so I'm surprised they even got this variance.
Yeah, no, it looks great. My favorite part about SeaWorld, though, is I was so fucking high. Me and Beer Man just absolutely... I think when me and Beer Man go to any park together, we end up being obliterated in some fashion.
Well, these two were coming from states where you can't buy pot, and like Beer Man was like... An hour off the flight, he had weed in his hand in a fucking brand new pipe.
Yeah.
And Slater, same thing.
So everything's going to be bigger that way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Have you ever...
And a little slower.
Do you know what it's like to be high as fuck?
Have you ever looked at roller coasters on weed?
Dude, I've rode them on weed.
Wow, man.
Oh, man.
They even tried to go and ride Giant Dipper down at the boardwalk, but that was closed too, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were repainting it, so it just sucked. But overall, I loved California. I fell in love with San Diego. It's beautiful. I could live there. I probably will live there. Like, that's how much I love San Diego.
Do it.
And only other interesting first-time thing is I got to go into a dispensary out there my first time, and it was... Cool. It was neat, but you get better deals if you have that shit delivered with the pizza. I'm just saying.
It's true. So, that's what we stuck to most of the time.
Yeah.
While he was here.
But I loved California. I'm going to go back in the fall because I'm going to do Haunt out there.
Hell yeah. I'm so stoked for that. Oh, it's gonna be so good. And I will
say, now that I've actually met Gerber in person, gosh, I swear, I love him and his boyfriend. We're all now in a poly relationship. They just don't know it.
I've been trying to talk Bishoy into it. I think I'm getting him to warm up to it.
Yeah, everyone only wants to take Goliath.
Of course they do. Everyone's so excited about Goliath. It's, you know, it's understandable.
I mean, it's the main cause of turmoil in my relationship.
They got that ginger fever.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly. It's about the ginger, you know?
Yeah. So, you know what? Let's get on to asking our guest a couple of questions, and we're going to have to do these kind of quick because we got a lot. Like,
you're going to have to spend edit a lot of
We're 30 out. Minutes in. We're 30 minutes in, dude. And all we've heard about is you fucking in California.
Right.
Well,
it was a big trip.
It was a big trip.
I understand. But I know.
Let's move on.
So, Sean, we understand you met up with these two fucks in California at Magic Mountain. Is that your home park, or what would you consider your home park?
My home park is Knott's Berry Farm.
Ah.
Yeah. Knott's, motherfucker. Home park, brother.
And what's your favorite ride there at Knott's?
Favorite ride at Knott's? Probably Soul Spin.
Soul Spin. Interesting.
It's such a good ride.
What is that? I don't think I've heard of it.
Soul Spin is that ride that like doesn't operate?
Yeah, it hasn't ever worked.
Well, wait a second. That's like half of Knott's.
Hey, bitch, they were doing maintenance when you were there, okay? They're trying to make their shit work better.
How much maintenance do you need to do to Accelerator? Seriously.
Okay, I'll give you that. The thing is closed more than it's open, but... It's they're trying. They're trying.
So what is the Soul Spin? Is that the new
it's a carnival
that the new
ride.
Flat ride that came in?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. But what about roller coaster?
Ghost Rider.
Okay, that's good because no one would have trusted you had you said anything else.
I know.
All right, so Sean, if you had to pick between the two, would you rather consider yourself a wood or a steel guy?
Steel.
Steel guy.
But, all right, Goliath, don't get excited.
Thank you.
I have notoriously been to some shitty states. Like my wooden coaster states are California, Florida, and Wisconsin, and Colorado.
What?
Yeah. The worst.
Okay, okay. So you've gotten one coaster in Florida. So you got one wooden coaster in Florida.
It was Guasi.
Okay.
Oh, it was Guasi. That's
my
one coaster
in Florida. Wow. Was Guasi.
So it's not even White Lightning. It's not even their good one.
No.
Good question. Was Guasi dueling? Did you get both sides, or was it down to one side at that point?
No, I got Lion and nothing else.
Wow. And then up in Wisconsin, you had that.
Oh my god!
What did you get in Wisconsin?
The beautiful combination of Cyclops, Zeus, and Hades. Like original Hades is amazing. And then like actual like Zeus and Cyclone or Cyclops, terrible.
Oh, really? That's kind of disappointing.
The credits there do not hold up well.
Well, they do no maintenance, so that's the problem. Like the actual rides themselves are great rides if they were taken care of, and that's the situation in the Dells.
Well, you know how hard it is. You know how hard it is to fucking maintain in that cold weather. Fuck that.
If they do it at Holiday World, they can do it anywhere.
Right. You guys got 6 months to fix your shit.
The park's only open 3 months a year.
So fix your shit. You got 9 months to fix it.
No. I mean, who wants to go out in negative 30 degrees to fix a roller coaster? Not me.
An owner of a roller coaster. It's their job.
Water park with coasters?
Kind of, but not really.
No?
It
okay.
seems like an excellent
know.
Place for a wood coaster. Perfect for water scenarios.
Right. Exactly.
Kind of
like Hollywood.
So you're a steel guy, which
yeah,
I understand.
I'm pretty much steel.
Which I understand why now. But how'd you get into this hobby then? Like what made you weird like us?
Well, I used to be terrified of roller coasters like a lot of people. Then eventually I rode Oddly Windjammer, and that kind of got me into it.
I fucking love you. Ugh. That was my breaker as well. My first loop coaster.
Windjammer really wasn't that bad.
It was painful.
You know, do you know how few people, like current coaster enthusiasts, if you mention Windjammer to them, they have no idea what you're talking about. It's one of the rides that was infamous for me.
Yeah.
Like, I never rode it, but I followed that thing.
Yeah.
And it was so bad. It closed so fast.
It was there for 3 years. And in those 3 years, it was open like 10 times.
Yeah,
it was not really, but it was bad. It was terrible.
It was really bad.
I mean, that's what put Togo out of business, that ride.
Right.
Our park. Right. Our park has a real strange history of either starting things or ending them.
Oh, God.
You either are born at Knott's or you die at Knott's.
So does this mean Gerstlauer's going to die? Because that's your new coaster that you got.
Oh, they might.
That thing looks so good.
We'll see in a couple
of
years.
Oh, my God, Goliath.
It does look good. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. And we're going to talk about everything new coming. We'll get into that.
Yes.
But, you know, let's move on to a little bit of news real quick. We have mainly sad news. A few weeks ago, Blackpool Pleasure Beach, which is basically the Jersey Shore of the UK, they just, without any announcement, removed their Wooden Wild Mouse coaster that they have out there. Just gone. And, you know, that's the only one.
That was getting restored? Like, they boasted they were going to, like, renovate it.
Yeah. A full renovation. They were going to do something and everything. And then they said, due to circumstances out of their hands...
So next season, the people on Geordie Shore are going to actually be able to go visit that?
Wait, what? What?
Geordie Shore is the UK version of
Jersey Shore. Is it a show?
It's a show. It's a show. I've gotten a few UK friends like Geordie Shore.
Geordie Shore.
Yes.
It's Geordie LaForge?
G-E-O-R-D-I-E. It's an MTV... series, you know how MTV reality series. It's kind of it's Jersey Shore, only with the people over there.
Okay. I need to see the show.
I've got friends that watch it religiously.
It's like our reality TV herpes is spreading throughout the world. I'm so sorry.
Exactly.
I already thought I couldn't understand what they were saying on Jersey Shore, but on Geordie Shore, oh Geordie. Shit. I'm going to absolutely have to have on subtitles. It's the only way.
Absolutely. Oi, absolutely.
What the fuck you doing that, eh? You sucking his dick, blot.
What is this?
You're supposed to be sucking my dick, blot.
Why is your person Australian?
I don't know. I'm too high to do a British accent right now, I think.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And you know what? And running on that same theme, I'm going to go ahead and knock out both of our news stories.
Let's do
it. All right. Knock them out.
Yeah, we're not.
Before we go on another tangent.
That's inevitable.
Welcome to Ride This One. The tangent episode.
Oh, no, it's happening. Nothing's changed. No, but Busch Gardens announces officially the removal of Curse of Dark Castle.
Aww.
Which is really
sad. Be still my heart. This makes me so fucking sad.
It does. That ride was amazing. That was based off, or it was the same ride platform that Spider-Man and Transformers used.
Wow. And where they're closing it?
Yeah, they're closing it for good. And we wondered, when we went up there for the Coaster Radio event and they were doing their haunt in the Curse of Dark Castle building, first of all, I thought that was a red flag that they were closing the ride to do a haunt.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But then when I went in there, I felt like there was a lot gone from the last time I rode it. I'm just like, why is this much gone if they're planning to reopen this? And And now it's going to go, and it's unfortunate because it was really good, and it's just not something regional parks normally have. And right now, I believe they're saying it's for event space, so fuck!
Yeah.
Pisses me off.
Why would do that, though? Like, is it maintenance? Is it low ridership?
It's a park that needs a ride that gets you out of the sun on the hot summer days, and that was exactly what that was. It got lines.
Every park needs a good dark ride.
But it was really expensive to maintain. Those vehicles are... There's a reason they're normally at like Universal parks.
Huge
parks. They're expensive.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
There's a lot of articulating parts. It's those ride systems are amazing. Like, I would not be surprised if they break down all the time, though. So much going on.
I'm sure those dynamic attractions vehicles are expensive as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Makes it dynamic attractions?
Yeah. And I'm assuming they're going to sell that shit off to like Universal for parts or something.
Probably.
That would probably be the way, you know, or, you know, if they were Universal, they'd just throw the scrap
in the garbage.
Throw it in the garbage.
Just throw it in the garbage. And no one fucking cares. Jesus. But no, that's a shame. So my condolences, Michael Collins. Like, I know that probably makes you very sad, and it makes me sad too. So
I'm sad as well.
I am. Mm-hmm. So, Sean, if you could have a sexual encounter. Oh, yes. We're at this question. If you'd have a sexual encounter on any ride, which ride would it be and why? And also, of course, please describe in great detail how you would accomplish this.
Wait, repeat the question?
So this is our Coaster Sutra.
Yeah.
Every episode, we have this question.
Never mind. I've got
it. You want to know how you would have sex on a ride, what ride it would be. Even, you know, maybe use paint and stuff and draw yourself and your partner having sex.
I'm sorry if I was too articulate, you high motherfucker.
No. No. The only reason is because I got up to go to the restroom.
Oh.
And I missed, like, everything. So.
This is not fucking In the Loop, motherfucker. Who said you could just leave?
Bitch. I do what I want.
So are you actually saying you work at Busch Gardens Williamsburg?
No.
Okay.
But anyways, my position would be the Calico Mind Glory Hole.
Okay.
And you would just, like, fuck whatever orifice you please while in the Calico Mind Glory Hole. It's super simple.
Would you walk through? Or would
you
do this on the train?
You can walk through. You can sit on the train. Just fuck the glory hole you wish. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but how do you fuck a glory hole on the wall while you're on a moving train?
Talent.
Endowment.
Just talent.
You gotta be really quick.
That's all you need.
My dick's big enough.
Wait a second. How big's your fucking dick, dude? Like, that's a stretch.
That is a stretch.
Glory hole can be whatever you wish. It can be, like, a stationary butthole or a stationary mouth. It could be on the train with you.
Or it
you.
Could be like the mannequins. What if they turn the mannequins into sex
this
robots?
Is true. You can fuck those too.
And then you could do a walkthrough of the Calico Mine ride and then fuck whatever miner you want if you're into mining.
Yeah.
Not like that. Isn't? Not like that.
Well, I mean, he already said he has Girl Scouts, so...
God damn it. God damn it.
That would make sense, you know, if he's into fucking miners. I mean, the Girl Scouts, you know, makes total sense to me.
You can have Girl Scouts, whatever you want.
Hey, listen, this is, like, I'm just going to say, who here doesn't like eating a Girl Scouts cookie?
Nobody.
I love that minty flavor.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm leaving this podcast. I'm done. I'm out.
It's like a plump, unripe peach.
No! No! Oh, Jesus.
Barely
Christ.
Any fuzz.
Wait, what?
What? More like a nectarine.
If it's growing fuzz, you probably should take that one back.
So, Sean, tell me your craziest guest experience. When you were going to a theme park, what is your weirdest story where you interacted with another guest at that theme park?
Gearbear's just trying to get us off this subject.
Absolutely.
He's had too much experience with this subject, so he doesn't want to.
Shut the fuck up.
No. So, when I worked at Halloween Haunt, I had another employee that wanted to just, like, have sex with me. And I was not, like, total with it. So cut it off. That's it. That's the end.
So wait.
You cut it off. So back you're up. Saying, like, you're Lorena Bobbitt?
Yes.
Fuck.
Wow.
I know. Wow. I went real hardcore.
Just like, you can't have what you don't have. You can't want what I don't have.
I think what he means to say is he snapped that shit off in his asshole.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're not wrong.
But I'm not right. All right, let's lead into this. What is your least favorite ride? What ride do you absolutely hate the most?
Probably Kumba.
Really?
No.
Hold up! Whoa! Really? Whoa!
Okay.
Whoa!
Well then.
Whoa!
He's like, wait,
it's really not.
No,
Slater,
everyone needs to stop fucking talking right now. What the fuck did you just say? You fucking cocksucker, motherfucker, son of a bitch.
Yeah. No, it's not Kumba.
It's not. Are you just fucking scared for your life now, bitch? I mean, what is it?
No, it's like, honestly, probably like Scorpion.
So you rather ride Green Lantern than Scorpion?
Green Lantern is bay.
It's bay, really.
It's bay.
And yet you guys were fighting earlier about who's going to ride it with Slater.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
they don't play
works.
Together, only separate.
Okay.
So
you're a steel rider that doesn't like old school Schwarzkopf. Okay.
No, I like Schwarzkopf.
Like, which ones do you like? Like, you're probably a fan of Monty, right?
Literally Scorpion and Monty.
You know what I love about you right now, Sean, so much? Is
what?
I can literally hear the amount of intoxication.
Good.
Like, I have heard you get progressively more fucked up, and I like that. Like,
yes.
It's perfect to ride this one.
That's my aim. Like, I don't give a shit about anything else.
So, you know, we understand. We know your ride that you hate the most, which is a Schwarzkopf. I don't get that, but whatever. You know, who would you? I'm not worried about it. I'm not, but you know, I'm questioning your steel allegiance if you can't even ride a Schwarzkopf. But anyway, my question to you is, you know, who would you make ride your least favorite ride for all of eternity? If you could have one person to ride that ride for the rest of all of eternity, who would that be?
That's easy. So, there's this guy on the internet named Dark Beer.
Okay.
And
Dark Beer?
Dark Beer. Like beer that's dark in color.
Okay.
And at one point, he decided it would be a cool idea to change in public in his tidy whities. And he's like 50. I saw this dude, like, pretty much like, okay, like, you know how there's like a threshold for tidy whities to like break through?
Yes.
He broke through that threshold. Wow. And I saw his bare ass.
And so that's what that's, and so you'd make him, because of that, you'd make him ride Scorpion?
I would make him ride with whichever ride he hates most.
But he has to ride it in his tidy whities.
Yeah, preferably.
That's the best justification to put someone on a coaster forever.
That is the...
I can't book it in.
I saw your ass!
I saw him in his whitey tidy, so I'm going to strap him to Scorpion for eternity.
You are officially like, my favorite right now.
I can't even go to, Tampa anymore. Because I just go to, like, that section of this picture, like, this dude in, like, his, like, tidy whities, and I'm like, well, fuck, what do I do?
You strap him to Scorpion, that's what you do.
Right.
I can't
right.
win.
Since you're never going to ride Scorpion again, and you hate him, if you just combine the two, you'll never deal with either air. It's perfect.
This is true.
So here's my tip for you, you know, since you don't like Scorpion so much, don't ever go ride Mindbender, because... Scorpion is so much smoother and everything than Mindbender.
No, I'll still ride it.
Here in a second, though, we're going to actually go through all of the rides that are supposed to open in 2018. And we're going to kind of go over our thoughts on that. But I have one last thing before we jump into that. And that is that, Sean, do you have any questions for any of us?
No.
No.
I'm
he
good.
Has no questions?
No.
All right.
I don't want to know shit.
Nobody ever wants to know anything about us. They're like, oh, God, no. Please move on.
I already know way too much.
He just spent the whole weekend with us. He's trying to forget about us for a minute.
I loved Sean. I wish Sean lived closer to me.
It's not my
Sean,
fault.
You're awesome. I'm so stoked we found you.
Yes, agreed. Sean,
so how did they find
you?
Was Twitter? It like Grindr or something? Or?
Yeah, typically.
No, he just mentioned on Twitter that he was from my area, and I was like, wait, what?
I advertised that I had like an open asshole,
and
they just like came
I was
in.
Like, that'll do.
Well, that would literally. Be perfect. That would be perfect. Tell me, are you the one that goes to Universal with your husband's coming your ass?
Yes.
You're
I'm
the perv?
Literally him.
Yes, we found the perv.
He's Andy.
We found the perv,
Andy
guys.
The perv.
Ooh, loves them bareback cum dumpsters.
He's a super villain by night.
Excellent. Good news.
Andy the Perv.
That makes me happy.
Oh, and you know what? That's right. I think this is a new question we need to add, and I'm actually going to add it on this list right now. But I'm going to start asking every person on here, so please, share your honest opinions of Rob Halsey.
Yes.
I think he makes some of the most delicious wings I've ever had, but... Beyond that, I fucking hate the guy.
Oh my god. He's an excellent cook, but a total asshole. I can believe that.
He's the Guy Fieri in the coaster world.
Oh my god, yes. Oh shit.
Oh my lord, that's amazing.
That is my favorite answer to anything ever.
He makes amazing wings, but he's a total asshole.
All right.
So
yes,
our ultimate goal is to get Rob Halsey on the show, isn't it? We really want him. We want Rob Halsey to come on and give his honest opinion about the coaster community.
And we want to bring him on in a completely non-judgmental way.
No.
We're not here to say any real opinions. We're neutral on this matter, but we find him a fascinating and polarizing figure.
Absolutely.
I'd love to
you either
have him
love
on.
Him or hate him.
You either love him or hate him. So he's doing something right. He has people's attention. And anyone who says otherwise is an idiot. But I'm curious. I want people's opinions because I am now thinking, shit, you should have him make us some wings.
need to invite him to the Ride This One meetup so he can make some wings.
Yeah. Pass out Rob Halsey's wing sauce.
Absolute Rob Alvin's wing sauce. I love it.
That's going to be the new sponsor for our next sketch. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, Sean, you know what? You have made this feel more like an In the Loop episode than... I love it. You really are basically the legend. But you know, there's a lot of new rides opening in 2018.
Absolutely there are.
So we have a list. We totally did not steal the whole list from RCDB.
No, never.
We did our own investigation completely. So just a couple of things that we want to just kind of, how do we want to do this list? How do we want to go through this?
I mean, there are freaking a ton of new coasters coming out next year. Like,
okay. Yeah, there's a 50. Ton.
Over yeah. 50.
And we're not going to talk about all of them. We're just going to kind of go into the ones that caught our eyes and pretty much what's coming to America.
Basically. Yeah. There's a few that really stand out. Do you want to keep it in alphabetical order? Because we're going to start it off with something real shitty if we do that. Is Sean throwing up?
Are you okay, man?
Oh, no.
Hey there, guys, it's Sean. Just wanted to let you know that I am not dead, and I will be back at some point to finish off the interview process. I don't even know how far I got. I wasn't even... Apparently I was really, really drunk, and I passed out and threw up all over the place. But I'll be back to not throw up all over the place. So, yeah, I'm not dead. Anyways... Bye.
Well, I think Sean might be a little bit too baller for our show.
I would agree.
I think so.
Thanks for coming on, though, Sean.
Yeah, it was great having you.
Sean is a man after my own heart.
He is amazing, okay? That is dedication to the show right there.
100% dedication. Thank you so much. We love our
fans. Thank you
fans.
For the excellent content. I'm actually really stoked we had him on.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's great. I love Sean.
You told us before we were going to start talking about new coasters that are coming on out this year. So let's start at the beginning, starting with the A's, you know, because that's the way our list is set up.
Okay.
And nothing is more amazing than when you hear this. Then you hear, when you hear that companies are still buying Vekoma boomerangs.
That's right. That's
You mean they're moving them from one park to another?
No. This is actually a brand new boomerang.
Brand spanking new.
The name of the brand is A-Sean Express.
A-Sean.
A-S-E-A-N Express. A-Sean. It's at Fanta Wild Asian Legends.
Oh my God.
I think
A-Sean Express.
I think it's Asian Express, but it's spelled A-S-E-A-N. And
looks like a rapper name.
It does. You know what? It sounds like a rapper name. A-Sean.
A-Sean.
You know what's really cool? That's going into a park that's getting one of the Jungle Trailblazers by Martin and Velemix.
Oh yeah.
Even though the Vekoma is like done out, this one looks nice.
It's pretty.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
It's brand new, fresh out of the box.
I hope it has the speakers, because that was one of the coolest parts about the one at Great Escape, was the fact that it had speakers at the top where they could troll you.
I wonder if Fanta Wild Asian Legends, if they will actually keep up with their onboard audio, because it seems to be the one thing that no park can master.
That's true. But I bet you it's going to be higher quality than the next coaster that we're going to talk about.
I'm still, though, just in shock that, because I think the last new Vekoma boomerang, new one, was in 2000. So I think this is the first new one in 18 years.
No, that's incorrect. That's incorrect.
It is incorrect. When was the last new one then?
I was just checking that. The last one was called Stress Express.
What a perfect name.
Stress Express. And they put one into Oriental Heritage and Fanta Wild's Dreamland.
Oh, my God.
And those were brand new.
Stress Express.
Stress Express. What year was it? This was 16.
16, wow.
Really?
They're still cranking them out, man.
They're still cranking them out, and people are still buying them. So, you know, they're cheap. They're, you know, it's multiple loops. You know, you got three inversions, four inversions. Six?
And to a GP person, if you don't have one of those near you, it's going to look pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, let's just be honest. They can make it even more exciting and run it in reverse.
Oh, yeah. Backwards boomerang, bitch.
That's right. That's right. You're welcome, guys. Just give me credit. Just give me credit, okay?
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, if you want to ride a boomerang, a brand new boomerang, you could ride it at You can ride the Aishon Express.
The Aishon Express.
Aishon Express.
That's what I'm going to call it. I mean, you know.
You done fucked up, Aishon.
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 Hey, Aishon.
Well, you know, the next one, we're going to jump all the way to C, because that's how we do it.
Yep.
My most anticipated ride of 2018.
Is that Sean?
I think I was hearing him vomiting.
Is he still vomiting?
Aww. Oh.
God.
Oh. But anyways, my most anticipated ride of 2018, definitely Catapulta. This is at an Italian park.
This is amazing. This park is amazing. And it looks like just Uncle Joe is building coasters in his backyard.
It's amazing. These coasters that they've got. They've got four coasters. They've got a coaster named Bob.
Yeah.
They've got Corallo della Gobba. They've got Catapulta, and they got Pendolo.
And these coasters are all homemade. All of them.
All homemade on another level. We're going to actually post a link specifically for pictures to this park and these rides.
And it looks like
in our show notes.
Bob has two... It's dueling. There's two
Bob?
Coasters.
I thought that was a storage track.
There's tracks. There's the red track and the yellow track. No, it says name red and yellow. Both have inversions. So there are two.
There's an inversion on this?
No inversions. Zero inversions. But there are two.
I was going to say, I do not want to go upside down in these fucking cars.
No, neither do I, but...
Their restraint is a chain.
One that's going to give you tetanus, okay?
No, I'm sorry. No, Bob's looks like it doesn't have a restraint.
Exactly.
No, there's a little loop and a chain on this one too, I think.
Oh, God. You know, but here's the thing. What you need to understand is the level of homemade-y, like, terrifying these looks. So go look at these pictures. This is, I guess, a restaurant in Italy, and they have built rides around and outside the restaurant. They don't care that there are trees, like, growing through their fucking rides. They're still running
God.
Like, no. It's fucking amazing.
They're not as good as Six Flags Magic Mountain.
No.
Just barely, though. It looks like, you know, when you go and Google, like, homemade roller coasters, and it's always, like, some PVC pipe, like, shuttle coaster. It goes back and forth, and it's usually, like, you just push it up a hill. Yeah, that's the whole theme park here. Except they made it out of metal tubes. They, like, actually built this shit for real.
Pendolo has the most interesting restraints I've ever seen. It actually has a place for foot restraints.
Same with Corallo della Gobba.
Yeah.
Gobba Baba. I can't pronounce these.
Neither can I.
But right now I think this is a bucket list park for me.
Oh my God, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Crazy.
It's actually it's at the very top of Italy. It's right there near the ocean near Venice. So if you go to Venice, you got to stop and check out this park.
I didn't know this place existed, man.
Now you know.
Oh my God. Okay, so the picture of the restraint that they have here, by the way, is two rusty, like, links that you're supposed to link together, but one has rusted out so bad that it doesn't link anymore. You have to link it to the next link.
That's amazing.
In the chain. It's so rusted. Oh, it's amazing.
So amazing.
So awesome.
Like, why even have that? That's not going to hold you.
These are the rides you expect to find under the ocean. So let's jump though to America.
America. Who cares about those Italians?
They're Italians and their sausage. Ugh.
Those Italians.
I don't know about you, but Gerber, I like me some Italian sausage.
I do too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or German sausage is fine too. African sausage, Korean sausage. I mean, I will take sausage of many different
flavors. I'm a man of culture. All the cultures.
All the cultures at the same time.
In my mouth.
So the next American park that we're going to, since, you know, we need to talk about something other than sausage, we're going to talk about eels, which are kind of look like sausages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He tries to change the subject, but he still can't help but make a dick joke.
Yeah, I know.
Especially when we're talking about electric eel out at SeaWorld San Diego.
I'm the one who's come closest, though, to getting this unopened credit of all of y'all. As I've seen electric eel in person, woo!
So excited.
Yay!
Listen, I can't complain. Anytime a park gets one of these rides, I like them. They're so much fucking fun.
It's true.
So what? I don't care that it's a clone. Yeah, Premier Rides, Skyrocket 2, or Triple Launch. Those things they're amazing. They're really good. So I think that's great. San Diego's an interesting park. It, even with this and everything open, it feels like an incomplete park. So they need and two other decent rides, and it would kind of feel like a good small park.
So it's the same thing as like Tempesto or Superman Ultimate Flight at Marine World Africa USA.
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to call it Discovery Kingdom. I just have issues, okay?
See, I just call it Six Flags DK, and it makes me think of Donkey Kong.
Ah, yeah.
It works because it's already got the animals there.
Really?
That's true. It does.
Interesting. See, it's not what I think of when I hear DK, but...
What do you hear? Double Knuckle?
Sure. Double Knuckle.
Not only do we get electric eel out here in Southern California, we also have Hang Time coming in at Knott's Berry Farm.
Woo!
I'm so excited.
Yeah. This is my number one. This is the one I'm most excited for 2018.
You got about as close to electric eel as he did to Hang Time when you visited Knott's.
Yeah,
we stood
a little closer. You could almost touch the track on Hang Time.
Oh my gosh. You could literally, I feel like you could jump up. Yeah. You're going to have to put nets or something up there because I guarantee someone's phone is going to fling out of their pocket right onto the fucking midway and smack some patron in the face. It's going to happen.
All I know is that thing looks so fucking good. Like, in person, it is huge, right? It is a massive structure. It's 150 feet. And, oh my God, I cannot wait for this thing. It looks so fucking good. And if it's even a quarter as good as Monster at Adventureland in Iowa, then y'all are in for a treat. So
it looks like it's going to be amazing, and it's really compact for what it is. They've really shoved a lot in that area, but it has taken up a lot of the midway that was really open before. It was very wide. Now it's cut down to like half the size it was before.
Yeah,
but worth it. So fucking worth it.
Yeah,
we lost a boomerang and a wipeout ride for this fucking beast. Like, hell yeah,
totally worth it. Worth it. You know, you guys were talking about being able to touch stuff. I wonder if they ever fixed Merlin's Mayhem. And that's the reason they didn't actually open it last year, is because somebody miscalculated, and you could actually reach out and lose a hand.
Oh, shit.
Merlin's Mayhem, I mean, it is scheduled to open this in 2018.
It was also scheduled to open last year.
Yeah, it's we'll see. We'll see what actually happens. But...
I mean, I'm glad they caught that shit before it happened.
yeah. I mean,
that's good
too. Kind of.
These are fun little coasters. It's a little SNS inverted family coaster.
Yeah, that they're paying almost $8 million for that isn't fucking working.
Damn.
Wow.
They could have got the same thing from Vekoma for three. Like it was
true.
Hey, but you know what? Not everything SNS does sucks. Full Throttle was great. I loved it. So.
This is, you know, this is them doing a family coaster, though. It's fun for a kid coaster.
Yeah, it's like the smaller it is, generally the easier the projects are. This is no new technology, but how did they literally fuck it up that bad? Like,
what happened that caused it to stay closed?
They literally built concrete tunnels for it to go through that aren't wide enough for the fucking trains. Like, the trains would crash. And then apparently there were also, like, support issues, and tracks is having to be remade as well. Like, it is a whole clusterfuck.
Didn't they also have to go and remake track for another, that coaster on the pier as well?
Yes. So,
Something's wrong there at SNS's factory. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Why did they decide to do a tunnel on this coaster?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you one thing. This is what's going on at SNS. There's some old, like, super old fucking engineer dude who worked with Arrow that they brought over, and no one has the heart to, like, get rid of him, but he's, like, dangerous, guys. He has, like, dementia. Stop letting him do this.
Is he the guy that suggested they re-announce the steeplechase?
No, he just didn't know they had stopped selling it.
Oh,
he was just trying to sell the back stock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, speaking, though, of parks, like a park that has a steeplechase, as long as they don't just tear it out like they did their Wooden Wild Mouse, Blackpool Pleasure Beach is getting Icon, which...
That looks so sexy.
It looks so fucking good.
This looks beautiful.
Oh.
It's a three launches. It's a, is it Intamin or Mac?
It's a launched Mac?
Yeah, it's a launched Mach.
Yes.
Is it Mach or Mac?
It's a double launch.
After riding Monza, I am excited. First of all, them Mach trains are roomy as fuck.
Yay.
They are so comfortable.
Yeah,
they are just amazing. So I am, like, super, super excited. It actually makes me a little, feel a little better what's happening in my home park. Which we'll get to my home park in a second.
Those trains are they going to be like the Mac Hyper trains? Like the ones with that lap bar?
Yeah, like the really weird butterflied out, like, headrests and stuff. They're very comfortable. They're, like, amazing. Very comfy. They look so sleek. I'll give
those
Mac
are
that.
Great. They're like bucket seats that kind of, they pick your feet up off the ground, so it feels like a floorless coaster.
Yep.
Oh, I like that.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Then we have kind of moving a different direction.
So next we have Oscar's Wacky Taxi, which is one of the only wood coasters we're getting this year. And
hey, and you know that's exciting because there's also a new strain called Oscar's Waxy Tacky Tabacky.
Wacky Taxi Tabacky?
That was
Waxy,
bad.
Twaxy? Kabaxy?
Or Oscar's Wacky Tabacky. I don't know. Something that's a bad joke. It's a really
let's
bad
smoke,
joke.
No, let's smoke a spliff of Oscar's Wacky Tabacky on Oscar's Wacky... Wasky. Oh my god, that's such a tongue twister.
It makes you hungry, but only for garbage.
And cookies!
All I want are Rob Alvey wings.
That does sound like garbage.
Yeah, this is going into Sesame Place.
Yes.
So it's the second coaster at Sesame Place. And if you are, you know, over, like, you know, 150 pounds, good luck riding it.
Yeah, no, it's even smaller version.
Because the Trailblazer trains are not friendly to larger people.
But it's a kiddie coaster.
Well, yeah, it's a absolutely. Family coaster. And they actually had to, these trains are smaller than the normal ones. Okay. So, yeah.
And it's a hybrid. It's got a steel structure. I guess you would call it a wood because it's got a wood track.
It's a wood. It's a wood if it's got wood track.
Even though in the categories on RCDB it says hybrid. I think someone's getting wise over at RCDB on calling steel structure wood track coasters hybrids. I'll argue that to my death.
If anybody's out there listening from Gravity Group, you know, let us know. Is it a hybrid or is it not?
Well, guys, I want you to visualize this with me, because I think you're going to be able to see it clear as day. It's summer. Oscar's Wacky Taxi is open. They have invited Ace to come. And in it, you see standing in front of Wacky Taxi so many angry and sad-looking Acers. And then one guy, like, with his finger in the GM's face, just screaming about them. Making too small of seats. This is going to happen. I see it almost like a classical painting. Like, everything just beautifully laid out, like this whole event.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No, this
I can
is gonna
see that.
Happen.
Absolutely.
It's going to be amazing.
Totally.
It's going to be amazing. So I'm going to make sure I'm there to take that picture.
We invited excellent. 300 people to have 250 of them walk of shame this bitch. But they got pictures in front. So moving on from Oscar's Wacky Taxi, we also got Railblazer out at California's Great America.
Woo!
Yeah, buddy, that's going to be one of the, that's going to be very similar to Oscar's Wacky Taxi, that not many people are going to get to ride it because the throughput is so much shit.
These trains look tiny as fuck, and on top of that, they're going to have 4-hour lines on it.
Yeah, Tuesday. But you know what? Don't those, okay, now that they've actually got those things built up, how cool do they look, though?
They look really fucking cool.
they look awesome.
So much fun. And obviously, we'll go ahead and throw in, they're getting the Wonder Woman's Lasso of Truth, or whatever they're calling it out in Fiesta, Texas. Same ride.
Yeah.
Same ride.
Looks amazing.
Same thing.
Railblazer, because of, I heard something today, or recently, that Railblazer will open after Six Flags, or after Wonder Woman, Lasso of Truth.
Yeah. Okay.
Just so that Six Flags can claim they had the first.
Oh.
Good for them. Good for fucking them.
Sweet deal. This one looks pretty freaking sweet, man. Like, I love the theming on it, because I didn't expect much theming on these at all. But, you know, it's got a little bit of a paint job. It's got a tunnel and a lake. That's pretty fantastic for Great America.
I mean, it is, especially for where they're putting
Great America.
I do find it funny that's 49er colors. Hopefully it doesn't suck so much.
Getting us hot and bothered with that hetero talk a lot.
I'm sorry. Not really.
Not really.
I'm excited about the Super Bowl.
But you know what people are more excited about than the Super Bowl? And I believe this at this point, because no one watches football anymore. And that is still Vengeance at Cedar Point. Oh, my God. The amount of cum that has left the dicks of coaster enthusiasts because of this ride.
Oh, yes.
Well, also the ability to actually ride it and stuff, virtually put it into your theme park and Planet Coaster helps as well.
That's
pretty damn cool. You got to admit, that's cool that they connected with Cedar Point and actually got the ride into the game.
Well, yeah, it's free advertising.
It's free advertising, and it's pretty cool.
So I'm making a prediction with this ride, though.
Okay.
And that is that it is, in fact, going to be the biggest disappointment for most people this year.
What?
And now here's why. I think people are going to love the first half, but I think it's going to lose a lot of energy in the second half, just like Texas Giant. And people are going to be disappointed by that second half. And I'm not saying it's going to be a bad ride. I just think it's not going to be, you know, as good as people think it's going to be. People also said Storm Chaser looked amazing. And, well, you know, it's like, so we'll see. But it's still going to be better than Mean Streak. I
mean, it will be. Anything's an improvement, and this is definitely an improvement. Yeah. This is absolutely fucking amazing improvement.
It looks cool. It looks cool. So we'll see.
It does look good. And that first drop is really going to sell the whole thing, I think. I mean, it's huge.
It's huge.
Next, let's talk about a park that I forget Six Flags doesn't own anymore all the time.
Kentucky Kingdom?
No. But
no,
that
the
would
other
be,
one they forgot about.
Darien Lake.
Oh. I thought you meant Worlds of Fun.
But it's really obvious now that Six Flags does not own Darien Lake, as they are getting a new roller coaster. So that proves that Six Flags no longer has anything to do with Darien Lake.
Wait. This is actually a Six Flags park?
It used to be. They sold it, or they sold it off like they did
Elitch Gardens and
Kentucky Kingdom.
Okay.
So yeah, they're getting another one of the, they're getting an Infinity coaster as well. Gerslauer is right. They're making lots of coasters. RCDB calls it a Eurofighter.
Yeah, it is. It is just their Eurofighter. It's not quite as nice as their Infinity models. This is that classic layout one, so it is technically cloned, but they're still solid rides. And out there for Darien Lake, this is a big deal. This is the first thing they've gotten in like almost 10 years, I think.
Absolutely, it's exciting, you know.
So
it's exciting for upstate New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, if we got that out here, I mean, it would be disappointing. And, you know, speaking of disappointments, let's talk about Silver Dollar City.
Why are you considering this?
You're just disappointed because you are not excited about
I am
turning around.
Not excited
it's so
about
good.
Time Traveler.
It looks
know,
so
right?
good. This could be one of the best new roller coasters of 2018, and you're shitting on it, and it's in your backyard.
Dude, okay, I want Hang Time. You can have Time Traveler. You give me fucking Hang Time.
No, but no, I would still come and visit. I would still come and ride Time Traveler.
Wait a second, because you know that Time Traveler is not going to be that good. I hope I eat my words.
Not as good as Hang Time, but it's still going to be good.
But Silver Dollar City deserves a ride that good. It deserves a Hang Time. It deserves an icon. It deserves something like that. It deserves its version of
Felix. But you don't see Time Traveler as that icon? It could be that.
Fuck no. No one is going to get excited about a fucking spinner. I don't care. $26 million? Are you fucking kidding me?
I get excited by spinners.
Yeah, and it's not your regular ass spinner one. It's not a family coaster. It's a
real
intense ride.
This is a full-blown spinner. This is an adult spinner.
There are only two ways for this ride to go, guys. That is, it is too intense and it makes people sick, or they dull it down so much that it's boring.
I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but I'm always up for riding a spinner.
Yeah.
That is one of the greatest experiences ever. She's so cute. She's like 100 pounds and, you know, you know what I'm saying. Who doesn't love a spinner?
Not that kind of spinner, Goliath.
Oh, fuck.
I just think this looks amazing. The transitions on it are amazing. Mm. The inversions on a spinning coaster I've never gotten to experience. I think it's going to be fucking fantastic.
I think it's gonna be great too. I really enjoyed Cobra's Curse. So
I love Cobra's Curse.
Cobra's Curse was such a great ride.
I hated it.
It's so much fun.
Cobra's Curse. I hated that ride.
I loved the elevator lift. The elevator lift was just like the coolest thing I've ever.
Yeah.
That was just so cool. And then you get in, and if the audio track's working, he talks to you. It's a badass ride. I'm excited about Time Traveler. I don't care. Those trains look amazing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I will say the trains look great.
I actually got to see them, and they look beautiful.
I have a feeling you will be surprised by this ride. It probably won't be that intense on the spinning. It'll probably be more hovering.
It's a controlled spin.
Yeah,
it's,
they haven't said that enough.
I've never heard that before.
Just in case you all don't know, it's a controlled spin. Someone please buy tickets. This has not been doing as well for us as we thought. We spent $26 million. Someone is fired.
Oh,
that is
so
exactly
good.
What's going on with the park right now, because this has not got the excitement like they thought it would.
Huh.
It has not. The general public has looked at that and said, that looks like it's going to make me sick. Nah, I'm not going out there to ride that. And I can tell you that right now for a fact. Ask the GP, show it to the GP, they're not interested. Makes them think they're going to get sick. Spinners generally...
That's okay. Less lines for me, I'm good with that.
Spinning coasters generally don't do well at theme parks anyways.
I would beg to differ. Like, the one at Knott's here is constantly has a line. It's one of the best family coasters in
but
the park.
But it's Knott's. Knott's has so many people run through it. You put anything there, it's going to generally get a line.
And really, but they haven't been in places that are, like, needing a lot of competition, like Adventureland out in New Jersey, right? They don't... That's, like, their new flagship ride, and people love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think... I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't think it's going to do that well, and I think they should have just went with, like, a multi-launch kind of airtime machine. I think it would have been...
Yeah.
They could have done it for the same price, and it would have been more popular. And
Well, hey, but this is different. I just got to say, I hope you're right. I hope you're right, and I hope Hirschend has learned their lesson. And the new one that's rumored for 2019 at Dollywood is going to look much better.
Well, I can about guarantee you right now, it is a Mac, and I doubt you're getting a launch spinner. So, yeah, you all are probably getting the roller coaster that I wanted for Silver Dollar City. And I cannot explain
and
to
again,
you how much that
again,
makes me
again, another
mad.
Reason... Another reason Dollywood is better.
Okay, first of all, it's not, but we'll get into that
later. They put shit at your park. They learn from your shit at your park, and then they bring it to my park do it right.
Nah. I see, but everyone who actually goes to Silver Dollar City is like, oh, Silver Dollar City's better because it is.
Yeah, because they like a cave. Nothing's more exciting than a cave.
Listen, any hole can be exciting if you learn how to use it. Okay,
it's very true. It's what you find at the bottom of the cave.
Especially glory holes in the Calico Mine Train.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Let's move on from my home park. Let's talk about what's happening at your home park.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Twisted Cyclone is absolutely beautiful.
It's sexy.
That blue track is sexy.
Them trains are sexy.
It really does look good.
It really is good. Although, when you have that red train going, that's straight up patriotic as fuck.
In 2 weeks... I'm going to actually be able to go on site and take a look at it. I'm doing the Ace. I bought tickets to the Ace winter warm up, and at the end we're going to get a tour of the what's going on with Twisted Cyclone. I'm so excited. I just wish they would have kept that oh shit moment.
Which one was that? They replaced
the
hill right cyclone. By the lift hill, right? That's the one that they got rid of.
There's the hill right by the lift hill.
Yeah.
That just basically it was like ejector time, like I've never experienced. And I actually lost the only time I've ever lost a phone on a roller coaster was on that one, on that oh shit hill that I completely forgot
Let
about.
Me explain something to you, that there is hope for you to still have that even with that fan turn that they put there. Because I don't know if this will do it, but on Outlaw Run, that fan turn is actually where you get the most airtime in that ride.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest thing. It throws you out like a normal airtime, but you're facing sideways, so it's insane. So there's a very good chance that's what you're going to be experiencing, which will be amazing.
And this new inversion, is that what it's called, the fan turn? When it's like a, it's almost like a
It was a boomerang. It was like the boomerang.
Right.
The boomerang. It was. They call it a boomerang or something. I forget what it was called.
It's inverted boomerang or something.
An inverted cobra roll like thing. It's weird. It's awesome.
Really weird. But it looks like it's the perfect design to keep it hauling ass through that. Like normally,
absolutely.
On like your standard Vekoma boomerang, you'd go through that really hard and you'd whack your head because of the transitions. This looks like it fixes all of those issues with that type of element. It's just looks super smooth, just like RMC would always pull off. You know.
Yeah, Georgia is a definite park for me for 2018. I'm going to finally get out there. I'm going to finally, ride Goliath's namesake. So
absolutely. Best hyper in the U.S.
You know, I don't know. I have to ride it. We'll see how I feel.
Absolutely. I look forward to riding it with you.
Yeah. Let's move on to the RMC I'm most excited about, though. Twisted Timbers at King's Dominion. I don't know what it is about this ride. That layout, I mean, it just looks like it's all airtime. It's like...
It really does. It's just three hills back to back.
Because if you think about it, all of these hills, too, are tiny. They're like low to the ground. So it's just going to keep that speed. It's going to be insane. I am like excited as fuck to go ride this. And honestly, I don't need much of an excuse to go back to King's Dominion. Right now, I love that park. I-305 plus an RMC, sign me the fuck up. Yes. Like... I cannot wait. I think that this makes King's Dominion one of the best Cedar Fair parks with this addition. They just need like a killer GCI, and that park's going to feel really rounded. It looks so fucking good. So fucking good.
And, the last coaster we're going to talk about is a model that I rode. The last coaster I actually rode, my last credit. The Twist and Shout coming into Central Park Funland is a figure eight coaster.
Woohoo! And it spins.
Yeah, buddy. It's a spinning figure eight coaster, mm-hmm. and this model is always on the floor at IAPA.
Mm-hmm. So
if you're at IAPA and you want a credit, that's the credit you can get, and it's a very rare credit because once it leaves, it goes to someplace, and mine is going to a pizza parlor, the one that I
really, that's funny. So it's just like the little powered coaster, right?
Yeah.
It's tires at the bottom.
Obviously, this is the most important addition of 2018. Obviously.
Of course it is, because it's coming to Central Park Funland.
Yes, and that is, of course... Clint Novak's park.
Is that where he works?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that GCI, Clint. Get the fuck... I don't care if you don't have enough room. Figure it out.
It's not hard. It's not rocket
surgery. Put that lift hill going over the top of the building. That gives you a lot of extra room. Make that shit happen, motherfucker.
Yeah. Do you consider these credits? These are more like carnival.
No,
rides.
It totally 100% is, because it's a got coaster. A lift and it's a coaster.
Yeah. Well, this other one doesn't really have a lift.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of does. It's got a tire.
Yeah.
It's got a tire
it's
lift.
Got, it's, well, it's a tire. It's not a tire lift. It's one tire that pushes you up over the first hill.
But, at Central Park, Funland, though, you don't gain anything without a loss. And unfortunately, we recently lost Jetstar, which was the kiddie coaster they had in that park so they could make room for this.
Would you call this a park, or would you call it like a
It's a family fun center. So
it's considered an FEC, Family Entertainment Center.
Yeah.
But they do have a decent amount of rides even outside and stuff. So it was cool. It was fun to go check it out. Jetstar had the most intense airtime of anything I've ever ridden. I mean, oh my God, guys. Like, they put RMC to shame.
Wow. Wow. That's impressive.
Listen, just ask Clint, he'll tell you it's completely true. That's like 6 negative G's just right over that little bump right there.
Oh my God.
Every day, parents around the world are making dreams come true with the trip to Walt Disney World. Hey, kids, gather round!
Daddy, what is it?
Oh, dear. I can't contain my excitement.
Silly lady emotions. Well, kids, me and your mom have something to tell ya.
Now, I know you kids have been starting to wonder why Daddy's been working so many long hours slinging dope.
Well, the guys that ride this one can't sell to themselves, now can they?
Well, that's true. But the reason is, kids,
we're going to Walt Disney World!
Disney? Yay! Yay! Oh my God! Oh my God! Disney!
Disney! Yay! Yay! Yay!
Now pipe down, youngins. We're not done yet.
To Walt Disney World, your father and I.
You kids thought that you thought that we and with you we're going to Disney with us.
No, kids, you're staying with your grandmother.
Grandma Paula, we hate Grandma Paula. Why?
Oh, shut up, you brats. I deserve this. I'm a motherfucking Disney princess.
Oh, yeah? Well, this Prince Charming is going to fuck the shit out of that royal puss.
Oh, yeah, Daddy? Ooh. Now, won't you come over here and do it?
Coming to Walt Disney World this summer, a new way to enjoy yourself.
Oh, Daddy. Oh my. Oh.
Adult packages at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. Have you ever felt like the true potential of your Disney vacation has been neutered by the little shits that you forgot to abort a few years ago? Now you can have the desire-filled Disney vacation of your dreams! Disney Adult Vacation Packages include unlimited fairy dust, Disney hentai available on demand on your hotel room television. It's art! And private meet and greets with costume characters. Do you want Genie to rub your lamp? How about Hercules on his knees? What about Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Bone? You can do a little Universal, we won't tell.
Oh boy!
All of our costume characters are willing and able to make all your dreams come true. Tips are encouraged.
Oh well, I want Gaston to fuck me so hard I have jizz coming out my eyeballs.
And with Disney's adult vacation packages, you can.
Oh yeah, Daddy? Ooh.
Now that all sounds swell and dandy, but where are we going to put the kids? Having trouble finding someone to watch your precious little mistakes? Yes, I just fucking said that. Consider Uncle Kevin's Kitty Kennels, a proud Disney affiliate. For just the cost of a high-end Vegas hooker, a week-long Disney adult vacation can be yours. Want to extend the magic? We have a surgeon for that.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Need more time away from your grubby little monsters? Add an extra day for $4.20 per hour. AAA discounts not accepted. In the words of Walt Disney, to all who come to this happy place, welcome. Now let's get white girl wasted. Disney Adult Vacations. There's never been a better time to be a shit parent.
Guys, this is our first episode of season two.
I can't believe we made it through.
Oh my god.
We did.
We'll make it through this year, and since Gare Bear's on this show, that'll probably be it. But
yep,
that's the curse of Gare Bear. So we might have to kick him off the show just right before the end, and then he come back in season three.
Well, that works too. You know, I'll probably just jump on and ruin some other podcast after this.
That's great. I have a list.
here, Gare Bear. What we'll do is we'll give you a corner.
Oh, God.
You want
get me
corner?
Out of the corner.
You want a corner? You want a corner there?
Nobody puts Gare Bear in a corner. Not anymore.
Sad Gare Bear's masturbating corner.
I have a box for that.
You got a box for that?
So, thank you guys for tuning in to the season two premiere of Ride This One.
Gare Bear, you forgot something.
What?
We have to have our final thoughts.
Yeah, we're going to do that this season again.
We got to come back to this shit.
No, we don't. Fuck
guess
it. We're done.
I
no.
haven't thought of.
I actually thought we would do our inspirations this season.
Our inspirations. For what? For
what has inspired you this week? What has inspired you to be a better person, Gare Bear?
This week?
No. Slater.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. That's too touchy-feely.
No,
that's
not
right
it's,
this
it's
one. No. Sorry. That's not right
yeah.
this one.
Yeah.
Y'all, you know what?
Touchy-feely, what inspired you? Bullshit. No.
I don't get inspired much.
But if you want a corner that you can tell us where to that you can fap off in and tell you what inspired you, tell us what inspired you.
We'll
Slater.
Call it your inspiration corner.
Slater's inspiration corner.
All I was gonna say is that Gare Bear inspired me to be an even worse stoner than I already was.
Was that your final thought?
That I
just ruined
really?
You?
Yes. And I was also just going to say that Gare Bear and his boyfriend both have party mouths.
You got a soft tongue.
And that's inspirational for our listeners?
Yeah, okay. You better fucking believe that's inspirational shit right there.
Fuck, it got him to fly out to California, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
So are we doing inspirations or final thoughts?
I guess it has to be final thoughts because Goliath doesn't want to be inspired.
My final thought is that I didn't think of a final thought just like last
Well,
season.
Some things are consistent.
Don't expect anything to improve. That's my final thought.
Here at Ride This One, we aim to be no better than we have been.
We aim to keep going with the same old shit.
Shame old shit. No, we got some ideas for some fun shit that's going to go down.
Well, we did just come in from a fucking rap battle on this. Well, not a rap battle. What was it? I don't know. We haven't recorded it yet.
Yeah, our song. It's our season two song.
It's our season two song.
All right, Goliath. What is your final thoughts?
My final thought is I'm sorry for everyone who just gave Slater your address. Good luck. Hopefully you enjoy being on that
list. Yeah, I am doing a mailing list, so get on Twitter, not Facebook, or email. You can do email at ridethisone@gmail.com, ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com, I'm sorry.
And the rules are you have to post your public address so that we can actually, you know, everyone can meet at your house after.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, I need people's emails and addresses. I really am going to start a fun little mailing list. I also, anyone who can send me their birthday, too. I'd kind of like to know when people's birthdays are. I'm collecting this
and
data.
And your social security number, and if you could just prick your finger and send me a little blood.
Listen, we got to make money in this show somehow. I'm just saying.
That's true. That's true. So my final thought is I'm sorry for any of the shit that you guys get.
Yep.
Oh.
Slater, what's your final thought?
I already gave my final thought. My inspiration, bitch. You didn't like it.
Oh. No, that was not a final thought. That was just an inspiration.
My final
thought. I thought you just wanted to whack off.
My final thought is we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We do. We do. But, you know, you can follow us on social media.
Yep.
Yes.
Ride this one.
We can reach us at Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at RTO Slater. Gare Bear, where can they find you?
RTO Gare Bear. And where can they find you? At Goliath.
I'm RTO Goliath on Twitter. And I'm Coaster Freak on Live Me.
Coaster Freak.
Coaster Freak.
Freak?
I made a change.
Coaster Freak. Oh, my.
Coaster
He's
Freak.
Not Fleek anymore.
Coaster Freak.
No, I'm Coaster Freak.
Oh, wow. And also, of course, we have our intern Chris. RTO intern Chris. So that you can always follow him.
Now, if you guys are interested in dead media, we also have the Facebook.
We do. Facebook.com/ride this one. Of course, we have an email, which we already mentioned, ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com. And we have a phone number as well.
We do. You can text us or email us at 26RIDETHIS.
That's right. That's 267-433-8447. So give us a call or send us a text and send us those dick pics that go right to our phone.
Abso-fucking-lutely. That's my first abso-fucking-lutely of the season. What? Ooh, Jesus.
Well, you can expect many more.
Many, many, many more. Ooh, puppy. So,
okay.
Is that racist? I don't care. I know. Speaking of racism,
we're always trying to move on from racism.
Isn't that the problem?
It is.
Well, this has been about as exciting as an underage dinner party with Kevin Spacey, but I really do need to get the fuck out of here.
I do
just
too,
like
so,
the you know Kevin Spacey's victims.
Yes. Yeah, we love you all. Sean, it's been great having you on.
It was great. Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you.
Hopefully you recover. You're not too hungover for work tomorrow.
I feel better.
Speaking of Sean, you know, you can also follow Sean on Twitter at Sean, S-H-A-U-N, underscore, does stuff. So, at Sean, underscore, does stuff. And he is always fun to talk to.
Yeah, he's got a YouTube channel, too. So, make sure you check
yes,
him out on YouTube. Which you can find on his Twitter page.
Absolutely. And
Sean
just so you
does
can and visualize what Sean looks like, because I think this is a mental image everyone needs. He has a waxed mustache, so he looks
yeah,
kind of like a villain.
Yeah, he's got that curly. It looks like he's been stroking it all day long.
All day long.
He probably has been.
Exactly. All right. But anyways, we got to go again for real. So it's been great, bitches. Fuck off.
Click, click, motherfucker.
Bye.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.